Writers Read creates and promotes performance opportunities for writers through curated live and digital programs. It is a platform for true personal stories, 650 words, 5 minutes long, read aloud before an audience by the writer. In the digital arena, people are drawn to spoken word programming more than ever before. In a publishing world with shrinking opportunities for new voices, Writers Read is a welcome channel for aspiring and established writers alike. So, Writers Read and the New York State Writers Institute have joined together to present personal summer camp stories from talented writers throughout New York's Capital District with a deadline of May 1st. So get writing. The live event will take place at WAMC's The Linda on June 30th to tell us more about writing about summer camp and Writers Read as a whole. We welcome Edward McCann, founder and executive director of Writers Read. Good morning, Edward. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I am quite well. Thanks. Glad to be here.
Very nice to have you on the program. And Opalka Endowed Director of the New York State Writers Institute, Paul Grondahl. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Thanks, Joe.
Great to have you both here. So, Edward, let's begin with you. How did this all come about? How did not just summer camp, but the whole Writers Read program come to you?
Well, I'm a former local television writer and producer, and about 10 years ago, after attending a few grab bag, open mic type reading events, I decided to create the kind of reading that I wanted to attend, a curated experience that both the writers and our guests would tell their friends about. I decided to limit submissions to 650 words, which translates to a 5-minute spoken word performance. And we set a really high bar for quality, not only in the writing we present, but for the whole guest experience, from everything from, you know, printed color posters and programs, fresh flowers in the ladies' room, a post-show wine and cheese reception where writers and guests mingle and talk for an hour, which always feels like a party that ends too soon. When I describe what Writers Read is and what we do, people sometimes say, oh, so you're kind of like the moth. And while we both present live events related to a theme, the moth's focus is on storytelling without notes, while ours is literary, more like a true story version of selected shorts, I'd say, with personal stories or essays performed by the writers themselves. So our focus is on craft, word choice, sentence structure, the arc of the narrative, and we just love featuring unique literary voices.
That is the part that fascinates me. You worry a lot about the language.
We do. It is because it is, it's craft, it's writing, and we have planted our flag in this place. And it's interesting that this community of writers has grown up around this and supporting this. We have featured, I want to say, a New York Times bestselling author or a Pulitzer Prize winner in the same event with a graduate student or a grandparent who might never have presented their work publicly before. And for Writers Read, publishing credits don't matter. We are really just looking for a writer's ability to tell an engaging story. And when Paul invited us to bring the show to Albany, we thought for a June 30 show that summer camp was kind of a fun thing and it would prompt some memories and some good stories from people who, you know, on the last day of school headed off to a pristine lake somewhere as a camper, a counselor, or a waiter for a season of bugs and bug juice and friends and swimming and canoes. You know, even stories from, say, a parent who suddenly finds themselves free for 4 weeks. We're really looking for personal stories that even tangentially connect to the theme.
When you were talking earlier about the difference between, say, the moth and this and selected shorts, the story is what will get you chosen and selected. How much do you work with the person on actually reading and presenting it?
We have a pretty good success rate with performances, and I think that if you weren't comfortable with the idea of publicly presenting your work, you probably wouldn't throw your hat in to begin with. We do rehearse. We'll coach a little bit. But I find that most people, the universal advice is simply to slow down. And people tend to rush and they'll, you know, trip over their words. If people just slow down, take a sip of water so we have no dry mouth sounds, we are usually pretty good to go.
So, Paul Grondahl, tell us how the Writers Institute got involved in this. I mean, it seems right up your alley.
Yeah, it's right up my alley, and all good stories often happen over a cocktail, and so did this. It was Governor Hugh Carey's daughter, Nancy Carey Cassidy, a friend of mine who knows Ed and is familiar with Writers Read. She really strongly suggested we talk to Ed and see what it's all about. So I went down to see one of their performances at the City Winery in New York City, and it was just fantastic. The stories were funny and sad and heartbreaking and touching, and the diversity of the writers was really impressive. And I said, we should bring this to Albany, where we have an amazingly strong community of writers. So that's what we're doing.
Besides radio programs like this, how do you get the word out to tap writers on the shoulder and invite them to be a part of it?
Social media marketing is not my superpower. We we do our best with newsletter, but I will say that the growth for this organization, and we are 10 years old this year, has largely been word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a remarkable community that has grown up around this, and the word continues to spread. I'm delighted to have this opportunity to reach this audience, because this is the first time we are doing a geographically targeted submission call and really restricting submissions to writers residing in Albany, Columbia, Fulton Greene, Montgomery, Rensselaer, Saratoga, Schenectady, Schoharie, Warren, and Washington counties. And so it's been a little tricky to figure out how to reach them through our regular social media channels. But being here with you today seemed like the best possible way to spread the word to this group.
Roughly, let's say for a City Winery show, when you put out a call, roughly how many submissions do you get?
Typically in excess of 100. And what we're really looking for is 12 good stories. And it winds up being a show in two acts with a brief intermission and then an hour-long reception to follow.
So about 10% is what gets,
about right.
what gets chosen. And what have you found that those that are chosen have in common?
Well, that there is a story arc. There is something that happens. Very often we see submissions that they're very atmospheric. They give us a great setup. They take us to a place we haven't been. But you get to the end and you sort of wonder, what was this about? What was the arc? Did something happen? Did someone change? But the stories that really are standouts have that arc. They have a way that concludes and that wraps.
When you look at how many you get of what makes the cut, I would think you end up over the years, over the 10 years, with a lovely body of work.
We do. I think we have presented well over 600 stories, and these have all been digitally recorded, and they have a second life in our podcast, which we launched with Carnegie Hall when they did their first digital festival during COVID. But we have been bringing these things back in the form of printed anthologies. We have a YouTube channel where the shows and the individual performances are available for viewing. And the organization itself is growing in interesting ways, you know, and the more hands that arrive to help, the more ways that we can bring this work out and really promote the work as well.
Paul, what do you hope to see in this particular production?
We hope to bring, you know, a New York City high quality organization and performance to our writers in the 518. You know, there's a real writing community that we've developed with the Writers Institute, and we want to bring that quality partnership with Writers Read. And the great thing is everyone has a story. What I loved about seeing the event in City Winery was the range of writers, from young people to seniors to people with a lot of writing credits to people who had never presented their work in public before. And it's a great opportunity for our writers in this region to step up and have a live audience for their writing.
Well, that's a great point. It is nice to have that live audience.
It is. And I think it's very validating, you know, because writing is such a solitary activity. And those of us who write spend a lot of time by ourselves and in our own heads. And the feedback from a live audience is so immediate. And I will say that our audiences are very generous. They're very warm and very generous with their laughter and their applause. It feels very supportive. People come out expecting to have a good time, and they do. And I think for the writers, there was one fellow who said that he imagined the experience was rather like one's first bungee jump, this long, tedious wait, and then this anxiety and this fear, and then somehow you're in the zone, and afterwards wondering why you ever did it, but thinking it might be a good thing to do again.
Yeah. Without the possibility of smashing into the pavement.
Right, that too. Yeah, yes. No seems, hard landings.
Yeah. Maybe a little different in that regard. When you're ultimately, and I don't know what word you like to use, I will say judging, but of how you choose the pieces you choose.
Well, we have an editorial team. There are five members, and they are editors and journalists and playwrights and novelists. And they read and review every single piece. And then there's an editorial meeting where, and I come into this process late, I will be the last one to read. But we will look at like the top 20 pieces, and then it's very, very hard to reject good work. But we can't ask an audience to sit through more than 2 hours, more than a dozen pieces. But we're working to curate the best possible show and a variety of stories. So very often pieces that don't make the cut, it isn't because the writing isn't superior. It's because, well, we already have a story about a bridesmaid dress, or, you know, we've already covered this turf, or we're looking to juxtapose certain themes against others. So it really becomes a process of curation. And one of the ways that we hope to be able to feature more of the writing, and certainly in this case, is that even pieces that don't make it to the stage are going to be featured in the Trolley Literary Journal. The Writer Institute has published this online journal for some time. Paul, you might
want to
speak.
Yeah, we're really happy that, you know, even writers that aren't selected to read live at the Linda will be able to be published online with the Trolley, which is the Writers Institute online literary journal. We're about, you know, inclusiveness and welcoming everyone, but I understand for a great performance you have to be very selective. What I also love about it is 650 words is tight. I mean, I'm a writer. It's harder to write 650 words than 2,000 words.
Absolutely.
So these tight 5-minute, it just really blew me away when I saw it in person. And the community that evolves, you know, this wine and cheese is beautiful because it's like a play. Afterwards, the cast and crew gets together and has this really nice exchange, and I just really like the whole feeling of it, and we're really excited to bring it up here to the Linda.
And yeah, and we're excited to join you. And I'm reminded, I think it was Mark Twain who said, "I'm sorry to write you such a long letter. I didn't have time to write a short one."
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Then that makes sense. And it's good old-fashioned editing, right? Reining yourself in. When you look at this particular event and perhaps people coming to it new to write about summer camp and their summer camp experiences, what tips do you have for them in general of what they can submit by May 1st?
You know, tips would be, you know, this is a personal essay. And I tend to avoid the word essay because it sounds sort of academic, but a personal story, a true story, it should be a story about something that was a direct experience that the writer had. You know, a story in which something happens, even if it's a small thing. And a story in which there's kind of an arc, there's a resolution. We have actually on our website at writersread.org, under the submissions tab, we have some guidelines, we have some suggestions that I think might be helpful. And I would encourage anyone to look at before they start out. That there's some really good pointers there. And so if you are a writer living, I think, is it south of Camp Chingachgook to Coxsackie and east of Amsterdam to Hoosick Falls, that's the range we're looking at. And we want to feature your well-crafted story on our stage and in our podcast. So 12 Capital District writers will be selected, and you might be one of them. And if you're thinking about writing, stop thinking and start writing. And we'd love to hear from you.
And there's nothing like a deadline that focuses the senses. Am I right, Joe?
Well, right. And May 1st isn't far away, obviously. No. So get going. Writers Read and the New York State Writers Institute present personal 650-word summer camp stories from writers throughout New York's Capital District with a deadline of May 1st. And then a live event at WAMC's The Linda at 2 p.m. on Sunday, June 30th. Sunday, June 30th at 2 p.m. You can find out more information by going to writersread.org, writersread.org, and you can also submit your work there. Edward McCann is founder and executive editor of Writers Read. Paul Grondahl is Opalka Endowed Director of the New York State Writers Institute. Thank you both so much for coming in, and have a beautiful time going through all of these really fun pieces of work.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. Again, you can find out more at writersread.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.